This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishneh Brura Daf HaShavua. We're in Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud Aleph. And we are up to Si'if Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Chutin She'ulin Halvahi. Borrowed strings are alone. Deloy Haji Be'inayu. They do not need to be returned as is. Uchadidei Dami. And it's like yours. So what does this mean? Chutin She'ulim Halvahi, says Mishneh Brura. Perush, Kol Lashon She'ela, any expression of asking, Mashma She'yachzer Loi Oysoi Dover Ba'ayin. That implies you have to return the item as is. Ava Lashon Halva Lohitzanenu. Halva is an expression of a borrow to use. V'ilu chutin shu'ulin mistama hava halva. Strings that are shu'ulin are probably a halva that you could use, v'karina b'mishalem, and therefore it's considered yours. Meaning, normally, she'ela implies you have to return it as is. Halva implies you could use it. Chutin, when you're shoyal chutin, that still, presumably means that you're allowed to use it and pay back something else. And therefore, it's like yours, and therefore you'd say the mitzvah of tzitzis. Says the Mishneh Brura, Sivkat Nalam Daru Chadidei Dami, they're like yours. Avom She'elam Zot Loi Adai Teshech Zirim Ba'ayin. However, if let's say somebody lent you the strings with the mindset that you'll return it as is, Lo Yivarech Alayu. Don't make a bracha on it. Because you could say he lent it to you for something else. Meaning if the express intent was you have to return them as is, you can't make a bracha, because maybe he lent it to you for some other purpose. He didn't lend it to you for tzitzis because he wants them back as is. Aval im hishaloi tzitzis mesukanim ke'en shalanoshim shizur nabsukim. If the person lent you fully prepared strings like ours that are twisted and cut. See, until now we're talking about somebody lent you the raw material, but you still have to twist them, you still have to cut them. So then we're not sure why he lent it to you. So long as he lets you return something else, you could use it for tzitzis. But if he gave you fully processed tzitzis strings, Mutter l'tloisa metalisa, you can hang them on your talis, ulevarech alayu, and make a brach on it. Debevadei nesanan la b'matana, amenasa hachzer, he definitely gave it to you as a gift, on condition to return. K'may shekasa b'simin yadalid, le'inyan talis, says the Magen Avram. Let's see the second to last bir halacha, uchadidei dami. They're like yours. I am the Magen Avraham Sivkan Yalaf. V'im natal chutin shal shutvim v'itil v'vigil. Let's say you took strings of partners and you put it on your garment. B'ke'ein zeh efshad e'ni yotze gamkin. It could be if you took the strings of partners, you're also not yotze. Du'ulai chaveir lo yershur lazeh. Maybe the other partner, he didn't let you do it. U've'ikar e'ni namikri lohem b'shal shutvim. And in general, fundamentally, is something you own in partnership considered yours? I only come up with some yudal sefele in yintala shel shufim. V'yesh l'chalek. It could be this is slightly different. If you might depaskin on tzitzis choy vas gavra, irisha yochid ha'holich boi chayev. K'may shivar l'kaman. Here it might be different because since the obligation is on the individual, so the person who's using it is obligated. Okay, so there's a question regarding shutvim. And Rabbi Yisai, we're going to hold it over here today. Okay, so that's Si'if Zayin. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see Si'if Ches and part of Si'if Tes. Have a great day. It's good to see you, albeit for a few minutes. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.